stayed upright, though with difficulty. "Very well. We will go slowly." They had spent the night, Fox saw, on the edge of the band of trees splintered and torn by the falling Duskdraw digs. She wondered again how she'd escaped being crushed by either tree or stone. Giron led them down slope, back to the trail they had been on and beyond. In a small glade surrounded by silver poplars, Fair and Clevis were laid side by side, their bows beside them. "Stay here and watch," said Giron, "while Tamar and I seek the sacred boughs." Pox and Ansuli sank down, one on either side of the clearing, to watch and wait. For some time they said nothing. Sunlight glittered on the leaves of the silver poplars. Pox smelled the rich mold of leaves decaying under them. She looked at the fallen leaves, each one a delicate tracery of veins, each one different. Her eyes kept straying to the two bodies laid bare in the sun. She glanced quickly away each time. It seemed indecent to leave the faces uncovered. She had heard the elves' ways were different, but had not seen them. In the sun that poured into the clearing, as if into a well, the elven bone structure of brow and jaw seemed more alien than when they were alive. Pox shivered. She was sure Ansuli wondered how she had survived when an old comrade, a half-elf, had been killed. She was sure he was watching her. She looked across and met his gaze. "You have no elven blood. You do not understand our way?" We bury our dead.
And wonder why we leave ours prey to the winds and animals?"
Pox nodded.
"You humans fear harm, do you not? To the spirits of the dead from harm done even to their dry bones? Yes? Elves and those of the part elven who adopt elven ways need have no such fear. Humans are of the earth, and like all earth beings, share in the Tagan."
Pox stared at him. She had never heard anyone speak of men and the Tagan together. He smiled and nodded.
"Yes, indeed. Some of you are granted more by the high gods, but all humans are to their bodies as the Tag to its place. But elves, when they are killed, have no longer any relation to the bodies they used, and harm or injury done the body cannot affect them. An elf may be possessed, but only while alive. Death frees elves from all enchantments. Thus we return the bodies to the earth, which nourished them, without care except for the mourners. It is for ourselves that we lay straight and bring the sacred boughs."
Pox nodded, but still had trouble looking at the bodies. Ansuli went on.
"You surely lost comrades before, when you fought with the Halveric's friend?"
"Yes, but—" She looked at Ansuli, trying to think how to say it. "But if Fair—"
"Be at rest, human. Some god gave you the gift to sense evil and to trace it. Fair placed two Daskan arrows in a Duskdraw digs, by what you said, and that's enough to make a song for him. He did what he could, and the fir tree moved as its heart would willed. And by these acts, your gift was not wasted. Would you quarrel with the god's gifts?"
"No, but—"
He laughed shortly, as if his ribs hurt him. "But humans would quarrel with anything. No, I'm not angry. Foxenarian, do you think we regret that you lived? We mourn our friends, yes. But you did not kill Fair or Clevis."
Pox said nothing. She still felt an outsider, the only one who had no elven blood, and she had not fought the